Rowan Smith's not too far away from joining us. We've got to get him to explain Jason Johannesson, don't we? I mean, this is it's not extraordinary because that's too strong a word.
Is that Wally down there?
Jason Johannesson's out doing his pre-game warm-up.
Is this something to do with the beanie?
The beanies? The beanie with a big pom-pom on top.
Yeah, but no. Is it anything to do with the...
he's the only one who's got one on.
Yes. The motor neurons wear a beanie cause or anything like
well,
that?
Well, maybe. He's the only one wearing it.
But they're a distinct beanie, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
The motor neuron.
Well, let's ask Rowan Smith, assistant coach with the Bullies, former club champion, of course, who's been good enough to join us. Good afternoon to you, Smithy. Appreciate your time.
Hi, Murray. How are you, mate?
Hey, Jason Johannesson's out there with the beanie on, mate. Have you ever seen anything like this before in all your life?
Hey, look, I coach the backs, and obviously he's a defender. You know what? He warms up in it every week. I think he started it up in Sydney when it was a little bit cold, a little bit rainy, and he's been doing it every other week. So, look, I used to eat 6 strawberry Freddo frogs before a game. So,
hey, mate, you're not going to complain if it's working for him. Yeah, we've seen a bit of you, and he's been outstanding for you this year.
Yeah, look, he has, and it's something that we've been working on over the last couple of years. He's run and carried, you know, during the games, and I think he's 5th in the AFL for metres gained, and that's something that we always talked about, you know, his use, his ball use, his run off halfback, and, you know, he's been very good this year.
Smithy, Nathan Thompson here, mate. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Tommy.
Last week, what did you take out of that game? Got jumped at the start. They were pretty enormous Freo early, but your guys, the way they stuck at it, their tackling pressure, you should have taken a fair bit out of it.
Yeah, we did, mate, to be totally honest, and we're all disappointed that we didn't get the result. But you just can't give Freo a side like a side like that 5 goals head start. But the way the boys fought back is it shows enormous ability for us to fight. And, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, we might have been beaten by 80 or 90 points. And for the boys to actually come back, show the fight and the grit, and it's something that we've based our game on, is our defensive pressure. And our defensive pressure got us back into the game, and that's got to be from the start today as well.
Easton Wood's a great story, mate. I mean, he's been an injury-prone footballer for a fair bit of his career. We've always known he's got super speed and, you know, athletic prowess for a halfback. Last week he was enormous, and he's having a very good season.
Yeah, he is, mate, to be totally honest. And it's another one. Another defender that we've been really working hard with, and all credit to Easton. He's got himself super fit, and as you said, we know that he's a great athlete, but he's just had some hamstring troubles over the last couple of years. But he's got on top of that, and he's playing with some great confidence. You see his aerial ability. I think he's maybe 3rd or 4th in the comp for intercept marks.
He's got some courage, mate. He's got some courage, hasn't he?
Oh, and that's the thing. Like, he'll fly back with the flight of the ball to either take a mark or actually come 3rd in and help our defenders. And you know, that's one of our matches that we want to try and do as a defensive group.
Yeah.
Smithy, Scotty here, mate. All the best for today.
Thanks, Scotty.
You mentioned the runoff halfback. It's been incredible this year. It appears that it's a real directive from the coach to get that. How are you comparing that with their ability to defend first? And have you been pleased with that overall effort of your back six?
Yeah, I have, Scotty, to be totally honest. I think the thing is, we can also, you know, get the run and carry off half back, but we also want to keep our defence intact at the same time. Like, you know, if 2 or 3 guys are running through the middle of the ground and providing that run and carry, that the other two or a midfielder, you know, sets behind the play if we do turn it over, they're really anticipating that turnover. So that's been the most pleasing part, is that we're getting that attack, but we're also setting our defense up at the same time. So that's something that we base our game on.
You mentioned last week we thought it was a great effort to fight back, but the start is what cost you. How does that occur? And then how do you address that? What's the follow-up during the week to, I guess, avert that happening again today?
Well, we look at the start of the game, obviously, Scotty, and just the way that we set up our intensity around the footy. We just thought last week that we missed a few tackles. We know that the Freo were a hard-bodied midfield, and you look at the types like Mundy and Fife and these guys, Neil. They just actually fought the tackle, and they were able to break the tackles in the first 20 minutes of the game. But once we got on top of that and we actually held them in and we won the footy back, that's what got us back into the game. So that's the sole focus from the start today, is just to have no broken tackles.
And an insight, we found it remarkable last week, the use of or the lack of ruckman at the contest.
Yep.
How does that come about? What's the mindset behind the decision? Because I think smashed in hitouts, but clearances, you might have only been 4 or 5 down. So the result says not too bad.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And I think there's a lot been spoken about our ruck situation. And we're really happy with the way Ace is actually going in the ruck. But also there's more phases of the game than just the tap ruck work. You know, his ability to get back in defence to help our defenders. his ability to spread across the ground to take a contested mark, to set up our forward play. So there are different phases of the game, just rather than tap work. So, you know, we did speak about it last week, and you might have saw Goodsy up in the ruck or Bonte or whatever, but I just think that those are the situations that you've just got to make the most of. And the way that our midfielders are actually adapting, that's the best part of our game at the moment.
Talking to Rowan Smith, assistant coach of the Doggies. Speaking of ruckman, we're hearing stories about Will Minson being involved in an incident where apparently he may have handled an umpire in the VFL game earlier today. Smithy, have you heard anything about that?
I was at the game, Murray, but I was just looking at the defenders, our young kids basically playing, and I missed the incident. But we've had a look at it a little bit on tape. It's probably on the minor side, but look, the tribunal will look after that during the week, and we understand that everyone's, you know, solely focused on that and really wants to know what happened, but I really can't comment on it, mate.
From a football point of view, with Will Rowan, what is the conversation like with him at the moment? He's gone from a situation where he was the number one ruckman, you know, he was one of the key probably ruckmen in the competition.
Yeah.
And now this year he finds himself in a completely different situation.
Yeah, Tomo, like, a lot of people have been, you know, talking about it during the week. There's certainly no big black line through Will Minson's name. You know, he could play next week, to be totally honest. But Will knows that, you know, he's got to meet some criteria that we had actually asked him to go back into the VFL and achieve. And he has been doing that. He's been working really hard on his game. But at the moment, you know, we're really happy with Ace and Ruffy and Tom Boyd all sharing the ruck duties. And there's certainly no, you know, no definite, you know, Will not playing anymore. And as I said, like, I mean, he could find himself back into the team next week. So, you know, he's got some areas to work on and he's doing that.
You must be wrapped as a club just with the growth of Tom Boyd over this first portion of the season, his first few games. Mate, he looked like a baby giraffe out there. You're just a bit unsure about himself. But his contest, just the way he's actually attacking the footy, from what I've seen the last 2 weeks, has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, Tomo and also Scotty, you guys also know about, you know, being a key position player. He's only a second year player, and we've all got to understand that. So, you know, he was a little bit nervous probably at the start of the year, and the way that he was playing, we were absolutely wrapped. And I know a lot of guys were saying, well, he's not kicking the goals, but the contest that he provided down the line, and, you know, our smalls were actually getting the benefit from that. You know, Honeychurch, Dalhouse, Dixon, all these guys were kicking the goals basically on the defensive side of Tom's game, you know, bringing the ball down to ground. So that's all we can ask. And, you know, we've seen totally the last couple of weeks, he's been able to fly and take some really good marks. He's missed a couple of goals, which we were actually upset about, but we just want him to get that reward to go back and kick those goals, kick the easy ones that he totally deserves. But his contest has been fantastic.
And leading into today's game, mate, it's a super important game for where your season's at. Yep. The group's had a really good start to the season. You get GWS next week, and then, you know, a win today can really put you right back in a situation where you make a gap between those just outside the eight.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Tomo. You know, this is a game that, you know, we really want to win. And the boys have been really disappointed about the last couple of weeks. You know, 55 points up against St Kilda and just fell over a little bit there. And the sting in the group the last couple of weeks has been the most pleasing part for me. So I know we've lost the last 2 weeks, but the guys have hurt from that, and you know, hopefully they can rectify that today.
We're looking forward to it, mate. We've seen a bit of you this year. It's a good brand of footy to watch a side play. We wish you well this afternoon. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for all your support as well.